the last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
Now, we don't want to in any way prejudge the outcome of the investigation into the death of Grace Lynch yesterday. Absolutely terrible, the idea that a 16-year-old teenager would die after being struck by a scrambler bike in Finglas on the north side of Dublin yesterday. Gardaí have arrested a man in his late teens in connection with the incident, and we await the outcome of what happens with that investigation. But it did get us wondering as to what exactly is a scrambler bike, how it differs from other bikes. Is it in any way more dangerous? What are the rules and regulations around them? So we've asked Conor Faulkner, motoring expert with CarZone, to join us. Because, Conor, I suspect lots of people know the term scrambler bike, but could they actually describe what a scrambler bike looks like?
Yeah, well, it's a particular type of motorbike, Matt, and it's originally designed to be off-road capable. So to take part in the great sport that is motocross. So you'd be familiar with the sight of them. They're like a motorbike, but they have a very elaborate suspension on them, tend to have a larger front wheel, and you sort of know the look and feel of them, sort of a motorized BMX shape bike. Now, they can be perfectly good as road legal bikes. Many people like them for that, but their DNA, originally, they specialised in being off-road capable. Now, once they're off-road capable, that opens up a whole a different sort of potential antisocial uses. Now, there are good uses, but they're kind of in the same category as a quad bike, Matt. Farmers will use them. You know, say plenty of legitimate uses, including sport, but they also lend themselves to a sort of reckless misuse, and that's the problem, not just with the incident in Finglas, but more generally in recent years, the RSA have flagged that a significant number of injuries each year, and some of them very, very serious, are caused by the reckless misuse of this equipment. And to be honest, Matt, that's kind of more an antisocial behaviour issue than a road safety issue per se. But nevertheless, it used to be legally very, very easy to obtain these motorbikes. It's still very easy in practical terms, but the law is stronger since 2023, and the Gardaí do have more powers. But we didn't just need the evidence of the recent tragedy to know that neither the law nor its enforcement have been anything like adequate when it comes to coping with the problem.
If you're going to use one of these bikes on a road, do you actually have to have a license for it? Does it have to display a registration plate?
Yeah, absolutely. And there's nothing wrong with these bikes being used responsibly as road bikes. You pay your VRT when you buy it, you pay tax insurance, you have your license, you are a safe motorcyclist. There's no reason why you shouldn't use it. However, they can be bought and sold with such casual ease, Matt. You can find them on your Facebook marketplace or any of your classified sites, and they can be bought for cash for you know, relatively small amounts of money. And a bit like has happened with cars in the past, you know, end-of-life cars being just bought casually for cash and essentially joyridden into the ground. Well, you know, the same thing can be done with these motorbikes, but they're available, and also you can even find them in kit form on sites like Alibaba, where they can be shipped to you in a crate. But more typically, these are sort of either end-of-life motorbikes, or they may have been bought for legitimate off-road sport, but they wind up just being sold. And you know, they're sold for cash, they're bought for cash, they're very much in the black market, and they never come close to proper regulation.
Yeah, I think that's the issue, Conor, that a lot of people are actually texting in about. Like, we're here saying they're supposed to be registered and licensed, they're supposed to show a license plate number, but actually the reality is that very many of them do not get taxed. They're not registered, they're not insured. If people are challenged on them, they say they're only being used in sort of off-road locations. But the reality is they're often brought onto the road.
Yeah, no doubt that's true. No doubt that's true. Now, you're still allowed to use one off-road because, you know, it's your own private land. But as I say, the law was strengthened in 2023. The definition of dangerous driving, for example, extended to include private land. And that includes parks and footpaths and all those sorts of places. So the law's a little stronger. Gardaí can also seize these vehicles and can seize them without a warrant from the front garden of a house if they suspect or have good evidence to believe that they've been used illegally. So the Gardaí have got better powers, But it doesn't seem to be possible to put the genie back in the bottle. And I guess it's like any technology that could be abused, Matt, whether it's an e-bike or, a car's bought and sold for cash on the black market or this use. I think the particular problem with this use is it's very difficult to control. Gardaí, in practical terms, cannot be doing high-speed pursuits of scrambler bikes across, common ground. That's potentially much more dangerous. It's physically not an easy thing to police. And as I say, while the road safety law might have a role and could be stronger, and certainly we need more Gardaí, I think at its heart, this one isn't really a road safety one, Matt. It's more an antisocial behaviour problem.
Indeed, a lot of people are getting into suggesting that this is a problem with teenagers, sometimes not as old as 16, which are the age you're supposed mm-hmm. to be allowed to use one of these devices, using them, older teens, young adults, unfortunately some involved in criminality, involved in using mm-hmm. these scramblers to bring drugs and money around the place on behalf of others. And a lot of people giving out that they're used in an intimidatory style by many young gougers who are using them, doing wheelies on the road, onto footpaths, using them in a way to intimidate people.
Yeah, very much so. And that is absolutely what's done, and including sort of aggressive donuts and things of that sort. And they can be intimidating, menacing machines. There's no doubt about it. You know, cars have been used in that way in the past, Matt, as you recall. I mean, Dublin City, Limerick, other towns and cities have had real problems with joyriding in the past. This, I guess, is a little bit in that category, but it's uniquely challenging because they are a very useful tool for criminals. And you were pointing that out. Now, often it's not pure criminality so much as reckless antisocial behaviour, but it's a menace to a community. And if you ask people in Finglas, I mean, they have been, local councillors in Finglas have been pointing this out for years. The RSA were doing work on this 7-8 years ago. And as I say, it's not a trivial thing. In every year, the RSA notes anything up to 20 or more injuries, some of them very serious, involving the misuse of these vehicles off-road. So it is a problem. How do we fix that problem? Probably not with road safety law, to be honest with you, because you're not talking about a cohort that pays any attention to license or insurance rules. But I think you do have to have more physical Gardaí. Now, I know that's a relatively easy solution to give, and everybody wants more Gardaí for every purpose, but we do need them to use the new powers they've got. Remember, they can seize these vehicles now.
I was just about to ask that about the confiscation powers, because if these bikes are brought onto roads, or if they're on footpaths, if they're not licensed, if the drivers aren't wearing helmets, then do the Gardaí have the powers to actually confiscate them?
Yes, they do. And they didn't. That law was strengthened in 2023 because there used to be the get out clause that it was on private land or it wasn't on a public road. And hence, a different potential charge when much more difficult for the Gardaí. Simpler now, they can just seize it. The other thing is they don't have to literally catch you in the act. You can be seen going home, even by video. If there's good evidence, a Garda can turn up and can take that bike out of the, what they call legally, the curtilage of your house. They can take it out of the front garden and can confiscate them. And to be fair, the Gardaí are confiscating vehicles. They're confiscating cars for not having insurance or for unaccompanied drivers, and they are confiscating these bikes. But that's good. Those are good tools. Those are things the guards can do. But if you're going to do it seriously, it's going to have to be done with a far greater resource and commitment than, ask the people in Finglas whether they think the guards are doing enough right now. And without wishing to be disrespectful to the guards, the answer there clearly is no.
A listener says, even if they are on the road legitimately, are they not too noisy to use in a public place? A car that loud would be deemed illegal. Is that a fair criticism?
Well, no, not really, because they do meet EU type approval regulations. And if they don't, they can never be used on road. Now, there are vehicles that are pure specialist motocross bikes, and they're put together by, sports people who are proper bike nuts and use them properly. And those are great machines and great people and good luck to them. But they were you'll see them being moved around on trailers often. They're never meant to be road legal. They should never be on the road. But as I say, there's a legitimate community who use these things properly, and they are not the problem. Giving them more rules to follow, I mean, they'll follow them. They're good citizens. They're not the problem. It doesn't get to use by antisocial elements. And you can buy them so easily. totally, Matt. I mean, I had a little look myself, just following the chat with your researcher earlier on, just had a little look myself. And, you know, for under a grand, you can buy something casually for cash. That is a lethal weapon, you know, that has, you know, capable of doing 100 kph in an off-road setting, and capable of outrunning any realistic Garda pursuit. And, you know, an untrained and reckless 14-year-old sitting astride that machine and essentially playing with it, you can see just how dangerous it's possible for that to be. But how do we fix it? I don't know that we can stop them being available. As I say, you can buy things like this in a crate from Alibaba that will be delivered.
Customs can intercept crates. They intercept maybe other things. All right, we better leave it there. Yeah. Connor Faulkner of CarZone, thank you very much.
The last word with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.